And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the battle lines of conflicting emotions are being drawn up in Lastonbury. And Molly Goldberg is trying to play general on both sides. But this time, it's an affair over which she has very little control. The people involved are strong-willed, intelligent, determined, but blindly on their way to fall. Oriane is the center, loved by Edward Way and Dr. Cater. But Oriane likes the doctor, and the doctor thinks she loves Way. Well, this would be simple enough, except for one thing. Way's former wife is in town, a neurotic, intense sort of woman whose main aim in life is to see that her former husband has nothing to be happy about. And Way knows it. And that's why he's just refused his former wife's hysterical plea and Dr. Cater's demand that he go over to see her. Meanwhile, Molly's trying to pretend to play cards at home.
Molly, are we playing cards?
I say, dear darling, what else am I doing? What else am I doing? I'm playing cards. I'm passionate and I'm playing and I'm dealing and I'm playing. I'm only saying, why shouldn't Mr. Ray go over to see his wife if Dr. Cater's calling
him? Hey,
Mr. Ray certainly could go over and speak to her, even if she is his ex-wife.
Play.
Oh, Tammy's turn. Take her card. Rosalie, why don't
I said no questions.
I'm only asking, what's Orion doing?
Play out.
I'm just saying that I...
Rosie!
What did you say, Rosie?
Orion's dressing, Mom.
Dressing?
Molly...
I play, huh?
You play, yes.
Very well. So, I play.
Well, let Mama go upstairs and talk to Oriana if she wants to, Pa.
No, family. Not at all. Not at all, indeed not. Papa don't want me to mix, so I'm not mixing. I'm not mixing the finally, and then the final.
You play.
Yes. So, dear, Papa just talking to you.
All right. Do you want to call now and see if Christopher Cater is still at the hotel with Mrs. Wade?
Will you please play cards if we're playing, Rosie?
I wasn't speaking to you, Stanley.
Quiet.
Papa said quiet. Papa wants to enjoy a game. Papa said quiet. Play. What's all the looks like? If I look perturbed, if I look upside down and upset, it's because I'm concerned. Not because I want to mix. And if Orion feels a responsibility, it's because her good name is in the question.
Careful, the cards. We are playing the game, or...
Orion? No questions. Orion?
Yes. Mr. Goldberg, would you drive me to the village?
Mama! Mama!
Oh, pourquoi est-ce que tu ne dors pas d'avis?
Et pas-tu, maman, tu t'habilles?
Sonny, get my flashlight and my coat.
I'll go with you, Pa.
You're sure it's not too much trouble?
No trouble at all. Come, Sammy. You ready?
Yes, Pa.
Jake, if you see Mr. Ray...
Mr. Ray knows exactly what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do.
David Cherimonte va te coucher comme un brave petit garçon.
Je ne peux pas. Je fais que tu enlèves ton chapeau et ton manteau d'abord.
What mantle, what is it saying?
You better take your hat and coat off, Mrs. Leland.
Huh? Well, what is it?
He won't go to sleep unless Orianne takes the hat and coat off.
So take it off, Orianne.
It's ridiculous for me to sit back while this woman thinks all kinds of things about me. Why must Dr. Cater, or you, for that matter, do my talking for me? I am no child.
Mama, I'll have to support ton manteau.
So the child wants you to take off your chapeau and the man wants you to take off the chapeau.
Les enlève. Tu content? Alors, monte, vite, te coucher.
Come up with me, David.
Go, 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 coucher. Je ne passerai pas, maman.
No, darling. Bonne nuit. Good night.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, darling. Bonsoir, darling. Take up a storybook and read a story to David. Let's go.
Right.
Cinderella, the three bears. Go. Go, crochet. Do you want me to call Dr. Cade and you talk to Morian and see if he's still at Mrs. Ray's, I mean, before you go there?
Yes.
Then let me call Mr. Ray and tell him that he thinks that you care for him, if that's the whole thing that...
But can I tell him? The man hasn't told me he loves me. I can't just say, Mr. Way, I'm not in love with you. It would be simple if he asked me. Then I could say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel the way you do. My interest in you, and so on. I could speak out. But this way,
sometimes, Orion, it's kinder to hurt quickly than...
I can't do it. He's been hurt enough. That woman who was once his wife has pursued him with her jealousy and hate until he felt... Oh, he's been in jail. He thinks the whole world is against him. I can understand how the sympathy I feel for him must look like affection in his eyes. It gives him courage to begin again, and it gives him courage to tell his wife that he doesn't care what she thinks or does. He just takes it for granted that I love him. I don't know what to do unless he speaks out. If he does, I can tell him the truth. But all of this is so vague and stupid.
All right, Corian. Mr. Ray?
Just complicated calls again. Ask him to tell Mrs. Way. I'll be right over.
Oh, thank you. I'll go up to the child.
Roland, why don't you read the storybook? Why don't you read Cinderella the Three Fairies or something?
Mr. Goldberg says you're going to the village.
I'm going to see Mrs. Way.
Why, Oriane?
Because I'm involved in this.
You are, but not with her. It's no use seeing her and no use talking to her. She's a bitter, hateful woman who wants to devote her whole life to making me unhappy. Fortunately, we're divorced. She divorced me and she has nothing she can use to hurt me with except her tongue. A woman like you should ignore her.
Then why are you going to see her?
Because that Dr. Cater has gone and mixed himself up with us. And it's because of you, too. There's only one thing to do with a woman like that, and that's ignore her.
But you're not ignoring her. You're going down to see her.
I have to.
Then I'll go with you, the both of us.
You don't have to go.
I want to.
Why?
Because she's here to hurt you. Through me, if she can. Why should I permit it? Why should I let her use me against you?
No one can do that.
But she's trying.
Oh, let her try. She won't succeed in doing anything. There's nothing she can do. I have no secrets from you or anyone. I'm a man who's been to prison. Everyone knows it. You know it. You know it. And it doesn't matter to you.
It does matter to me, Edward.
Only because you wish I were better than I am. But, Oriane, I can be better. I understand now that all the things I was ambitious to possess are useless and worthless for a man like me. The power money gives, the power possessions give, the prestige position gives, aren't worth the effort of achieving them. I know what I want now, and I know I can have it.
I'm glad.
You can never realize, Oriane, what I felt, what I was when I walked out of that prison and felt myself in the world again. I knew one thing utterly and completely, that I was alone for the rest of my life, alone.
You don't feel that way now.
No, Oriane. You don't know what it is to feel that someone takes you for what you are, good or bad, good and bad. Just a man in the world. A person with people. Oh, I'm very grateful for your love. I love you more than I thought was possible. Oriane, I don't have the words, the poetry, the language to tell you. You've given me the honor of loving you. The privilege of being repossessed by life. The right to have company and friends and talk. To enter back into a real world. A world so real that the prison and the fraud of my past is harmless at night when I'm alone. I love you, Oriane. And that's why I don't want you to go down to see her. She's part of the delusion of the past. Let her live there with all the others. So forget her, please. Don't let it bother you. Go up and read a story to David. That's our world, not hers. Oriane stands helpless to stem the vast current of emotion that she's loosed in Edward Way. And as he leaves the house to see his former wife, Oriane knows that by her silence she has admitted what he's just said. And now,